This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank, of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. I'm so excited to chat it up with him. How have you been?
I've been doing very well, thank you.
Well, you've actually been somewhere.
I was in Alaska twice in August, so yes, I was somewhere, and then I came home and I saw the goldenrod out, and I saw the pumpkins
were
out
you
on
shocked?
The street, and it's, I guess, fall is here, so I was a little shocked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I see booyahs starting to come up, and all the booyah signs are going up, so obviously fall here in Minnesota.
It is fall. Why did you go to Alaska twice?
So the first time I went, it was on a seminar at sea,
which
is where the cruise line hosts different travel advisors.
Higher education?
Kind of higher education. Yeah, we get to learn a little bit about the cruise line and try it out. And then the second one was with a group through River Falls Community Education. So we had a nice group of about 20 people, and we had a very nice time exploring the Inside Passage. Nice weather for the most part, and did some cool things that even I'd never done before. So it was fun.
I love it. Yeah. Well, good. Well, hopefully we'll hear about that somewhere down the line. But you have something else to talk about today.
Well, now that, you know, there's possibility of frost, I saw a snow warning up on the North Shore.
You did
today.
Not.
Today, North
no,
Shore.
No.
It's time to talk about warm weather getaways.
Yes, no kidding.
And, you know, we actually talked about these back, like, before summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of put out a word about the early bird getting the worm.
Yes.
But we'll give folks a chance to play catch up now and talk a little bit about a kind of a nice warm weather getaway that I found that I thought I'd share.
Don't you think this is the time, then, when kids go back to school that people start thinking breaks and what's my next break or what's my next fun thing to look forward to?
I think it is.
And does your phone start ringing?
Yeah, it does. Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I would like to ask you, what are some fun things to do?
Yeah, so this was a cruise that I found, and it's with a cruise line that we haven't really talked too much about. It's called Oceana Cruises, and they fit into the kind of the premium space in cruising. So, you know, if we were going to talk about Chevrolets, Buicks, and Cadillacs would be the luxury cruises.
Okay.
This would be kind of the Buick. And so what that means is that a lot of things are included, but not everything. It's a smaller ship, but not quite as small as some of the luxury cruise lines. And so that gives it a little more attractive of a price point, a little bit lower of a price point for folks. So the company is called Oceana Cruises.
And
the
how ship, do you spell that, please?
O-C-E-A-N-I-A.
Okay.
Yep, but it's pronounced Oceana. And I've actually never been on Oceana. Might be a shock to you, but I'm actually going to have a chance to go on this ship in December.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to it. But Carla from my office was in Alaska.
Carla's one up on you, Ted
She's
Blank.
One up on me. Yeah, she was in Alaska a couple days before I was, and she had a chance to travel on actually a sister ship of this ship. But this particular ship is called the Allura. And it's a brand new ship just coming out this year. So it'll be exciting to sail on it, but this is really one of the first options people will have to cruise on the Allura in the Caribbean in January, February, March of 2026.
So right now, that ship was in Alaska?
Nope, that ship was in the Mediterranean.
Oh, okay.
So it was launched earlier this year. It was built in Italy. It spent the summer in the Mediterranean, and it'll be here in a couple months, and then it'll be cruising in the Caribbean in the winter. So great chance to try out a really brand new ship that probably still has that new ship smell.
Oh, I love it, Ted. Nice,
nice. Yeah, so it's a 1,200-passenger ship, which is pretty small in the grand scheme of things. You know, some of the biggest cruise ships can carry 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people. Smaller cruise lines, luxury cruise lines, 500, 600, 700 people. So it kind of fits right in the middle there. So it's a good size. And Oceana's main point of differentiation in the marketplace is their food.
They nachos.
No nachos. Well, no, actually, they probably do have nachos. I shouldn't say that. Probably gourmet nachos.
Yeah, exactly.
Gourmet nachos. But their executive chef, who kind of oversees all the recipes and all the restaurants and things like that, is a very famous chef named Jacques Pepin.
Wow.
And he's in his 90s now. So he's kind of semi-retired, as one does when one gets into the 90s. And so the chef Giada De Laurentiis, who I think you've probably seen on the Food Channel and stuff, she's kind of slowly replacing him.
Okay.
But they have just a variety of excellent dining options on board the cruise. And the best thing is they're all included in the price. And in particular, they have four specialty restaurants. And on a lot of cruise ships, you pay extra to dine in those specialty restaurants. But on Oceana, they're included in the price. And so I haven't had a chance to try them, but I did ask Carla, who's also a little bit of a foodie, to give me some of her suggestions
on
what people should think about. So it's a 12-night cruise.
That's a
long
cruise.
So you'll have plenty of time to try all the different restaurants on the ship and actually go back to the ones you like the best. But there is, of course, a main dining room. And the main dining room, it's open seating. So that means you can dine whenever you want to with whoever you want to. So that's a nice feature. The specialty restaurants are by reservation. So when you get on the ship, you make a reservation. And the first one is a French restaurant called, appropriately enough, Jacques.
Oh,
so it's
after
actually named
the guy.
After Jacques Pepin. Yeah. I actually pulled the menus up and looked at them online. But Carla recommended the lobster thermidor in there, which sounds delightful.
Yes.
I don't think I would disagree with that. Then they have a steakhouse called the Polo Grill. And I was originally going to try to memorize all the different steak cuts they have and repeat them back to everybody, but I can't. There were too many on there. And Carla had a filet, a ribeye, sirloin, prime rib, and other things as well, fish and chicken and things like that. So quite a lot of variety on the menu. But her recommendation was actually to ask for a dessert sampler in this restaurant, and they will give you small portions of each dessert that they have, so you don't even have to make up your mind and decide which dessert
brilliant.
You want. I think that's brilliant.
So is that
brilliant
on the menu, or you have
to ask for it? So,
how did she know to ask?
I think Carla knows things, and she knows people. So she was actually on a seminar at sea as well. So she was traveling with someone from Oceana Cruises who gave her some backdoor ideas. So that was one of the ideas, the dessert sampler platter. And if you want another dessert, you can always have another dessert.
Of course.
And they have an Italian restaurant called Toscana. See. Very nice. Yeah, not the Olive Garden. They do
easy.
I know, I know. They do have a bread service, though.
Oh.
And instead of just bringing out one type of olive oil and one type of balsamic vinaigrette, you actually have a choice.
Oh,
and so you can select from a variety, and they'll mix it right together for you and serve you the bread before you have your delicious Italian meal, which sounds very nice.
Yes.
And then they have an Asian restaurant called Red Ginger.
Cool.
And this was Carla's favorite restaurant.
Really?
Yep. And she had something that they call beef penang, which is actually short ribs. And so short ribs, they're not like ribs, like Famous Dave's type ribs. They're extremely tender. And usually the way you cook them is you braise them or even pressure cook them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like butter, like they come apart on your fork. And they're in kind of an Asian sauce. She described it as kind of a coconut flavored curry type sauce. And then you have rice and, you know, noodles and things like that with it. So tons and tons of dining options on board the ship. They're all included. And the cruise also includes, there's complimentary self-service laundry.
Really?
So you can wash your clothes. Wi-Fi is included. Gratuities for the ship staff are included. And coffees, like specialty coffees, soft drinks, juices, things like that are included.
So that's a big deal,
right? It's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Well, I think it's good. It's good, but it's also, it takes away some of that angst of how much do I tip?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, other cruise lines, like luxury cruise lines, would probably also include alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be an extra cost. Shore excursions are not included. But the price point is very attractive. It starts from about $4,000
mm-hmm.
per person for the
12-day
cruise, which is, you know, if you divide it by 12, that's a pretty good number. And they actually have $500 airfare from Minneapolis to Miami. So that's a really good value when it comes to that. So, you know, this is not a super expensive cruise. It's a long cruise.
Yes.
A lot of inclusions. And it goes to some neat places as well.
Well, let's talk about the itinerary, please.
Yeah. So 12 nights starts and ends in Miami.
Okay.
Which is very, very easy. Easy in, easy out.
For sure.
And we were talking a little bit before, we work with Delta Airlines and can put together packages for folks with flights, hotels, transfers, things like that. So if you want to go down a day or two early, which especially at the end of January, you know, we have this white stuff called snow that can kind of mess with your travel plan. So it's good to get down there a day or two early and, you know, just explore. Miami's a neat city. There's a lot to see and do, or just sit by the pool and relax.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have a couple days at sea scattered throughout this itinerary as well to enjoy the ship, the pools, all the beautiful amenities on board the ship, you know, great entertainment, all the things that you would enjoy.
Right, brand
on a
new
cruise.
Ship.
Brand new ship. All the staterooms have balconies, so there are no cabins that don't have balconies. And you'll visit two ports in Mexico, the island of Cozumel.
Oh, nice.
Which, yeah, has really become kind of an ecotourism destination. So there are a lot of things like glass bottom boat rides, Jeep tours give you a chance to get out and discover the, you know, kind of the wild side of Mexico. It goes to a place called Costa Maya, which is a little bit south of Cancun, actually quite a way south of Cancun. And it's a relatively new cruise destination. They have a really neat excursion that I have done before. And you go across the peninsula of land where the pier is located into the mainland. And you know in Mexico they have these freshwater and saltwater lagoons and things like that. So you have a chance to actually go explore the lagoon on a little boat. You'll stop, you'll get off, you'll have a chance to go swimming in this beautiful turquoise, crystal clear water lagoon. They serve a nice Mexican lunch and you get to go back to the ship after having a really relaxing day.
So I can have my nachos.
So you can have your nachos. And very authentic nachos.
Very much so.
As well. Yeah, it goes to Roatan in Honduras, which is a pretty small, relatively undeveloped island. Again, some ecotourism is definitely available there.
What does ecotourism? So
that's basically seeing nature and seeing wildlife.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a lot of opportunities in Roatan to do that, either as part of an organized activity through a shore excursion, or you can just kind of go for an independent stroll. And they also have nice beach clubs there, where you can go and spend the day at a little hotel with a nice beach club and just enjoy the beautiful temperature. Because, you know, let's be honest, in January, end of January,
we're going to love this.
We're just going to love the weather. That's the primary reason for going. You'll go to Belize City, capital of Belize. Nice place to wander around. And if you've always wanted to see some of the Mayan ruins, very neat place to go off into the jungle and see some of the Mayan ruins. Interesting country in that it's an English-speaking country, unlike pretty much the rest of Central America where they speak Spanish. So it was a British colony up until the early 1980s. So interesting country to visit. They actually have a zoo there that has, you know, different wildlife that it's native there. They have a baboon sanctuary, you know, for baboons who maybe mom got hit by a car or something like that. So you can go see baboons and, and get to see how they live their lives.
Well, that's so nice they are doing that.
Yeah, and then off to Jamaica, to Montego Bay, Jamaica.
My gosh.
Yeah, which if you wanted to go see like the beautiful Duns River Falls, which is that waterfall that you can climb, you can do that. They have zip lining, beautiful beaches, and then the island of Grand Cayman.
Oh my gosh,
which
such
is,
culture.
Yeah, really beautiful island. Incredible white sand beaches. You know, you think of those powdered white sand beaches, and that's what Grand Cayman has. There are also some ecotourism opportunities there. They have a stingray sanctuary where you can actually see stingrays and actually touch them. So if you've ever wondered about what those are like. And it's got some great shopping as well.
Okay.
Pretty upscale shopping. So it's a a pretty nice island, pretty, you know, well-to-do island. It actually still is a British colony. So it's just a neat place to visit. And then day at sea and back to Miami and the trip is over. So you get a nice survey of the western part of the Caribbean. And I sent you a map that I think you'll put up on Facebook.
Yes.
So if folks want to see what the itinerary looks like, you can actually see where the cruise goes. We do have a little bit of a special offer. If folks book this cruise through our agency, we can offer them $250 per stateroom onboard credit that they can use to purchase, you know, they go to the spa, you can purchase beverages, beverage packages, souvenirs, all those things that might cost a little extra on a cruise. So we give you $250 towards that as well. But it's a nice cruise. I think it's a really attractive price point on a beautiful, beautiful brand new ship. And come December, you and I will talk about what that ship is like, but then it's probably a little bit too late to book this cruise. So this one starts on January 28th, and it ends on February 9th. And it is not the only cruise in the Caribbean this ship does. It's based in Miami, December, January, February, and March. So if these particular dates don't work, just give my office a call and we can definitely get you some other dates. And if the idea of an Oceania cruise sounds good, but maybe the Caribbean isn't where you want to go, they also go all over the world. They go to Alaska, they go to the Mediterranean, they have a cruise around the world, 180-day cruise around the world. And so they really cover a lot of territory.
What was Carla's favorite part?
You know, I asked her that and she said the food. This was not her first time in Alaska either. And so she and I both did round trip cruises from Seattle, but we took longer cruises. So you remember if, when you talk about Alaska, there's kind of the round trip cruise or there's the one way cruise. And so we both took round trip cruises, but we didn't go for 7 days. She went for 10 days and I went for 11. And it was really nice. first of all, Seattle is an easy place to get to. Easy flights, plenty of flights each day. We have more and more people who like to take the train as well.
You know,
it's super easy to pop down to Red Wing or head up to St. Paul and catch the train out to Seattle one way or round trip. And because it's a longer cruise, it's a lot more in-depth. And so we visited several more ports than you would normally get to do on a seven-day cruise. And that really, I think, makes for a nice experience. You don't just get the three highlights. I mean, not slower from the perspective of you know, you sail up to Alaska, and then you pretty much spend every day when you're there, either in port or exploring a glacier. So it wasn't slower from that perspective, but we just saw more places. We stopped in five cities, two glaciers, 2 days at sea. And she was 1 day less, so she only got one glacier instead of two. So there you go. But yeah, she liked the food. She loved her stateroom. They have a program or a space on board called the Artist's Loft. And if you want to go painting or go sketching or something like that, it's free. They have free art classes. So you can, if you've always wanted to learn how to do a little bit of watercolor painting, you can do that on board the ship. They've got a beautiful library, all sorts of little nooks and crannies and spaces on the ship you can enjoy. They also have something called the Culinary Arts Center. And that's basically where you can learn to cook. So she had an opportunity to do some pasta. And as she described it, it was creamy pasta without cream. So it was very healthy pasta. Mm. There is a cost for that, and that is very popular. That does fill up. But you're working with chefs who were trained by Jacques Pepin or Giada De Laurentiis, and they teach you how to cook different things. You know, they'll have a seafood preparation class or something like that. So there's just so much to do on the ship. She said, you know, I could have stayed on it for another 5 days and not been bored.
Wow.
You know, there was so much to do, and I wish we would have had another day at sea just to be able to enjoy the ship a little bit more. And that's something that in the Caribbean, you know, there isn't quite as much to see. It's more about the weather, and having those sea days is kind of a nice alternative to going to port.
Well, Ted, if somebody is interested in having you put something together for them, how would they go about contacting you?
Yeah, give my office a call at 651-964-8245. If you're up in Hudson, Wisconsin, we're open a Monday through Thursday for walk-ins from 10 to 2. So just pop your head in and say hi. Or give us a call and we can schedule an appointment. Or you can go to our brand new website, tedblanktravel.com. And on there, you can both make an appointment or you can just fill out the contact us form. And either myself or one of my teammates will get back to you and get something scheduled and get working on your trip.
Oh, I love it. Well, we look forward to booking something soon. And this Oceana cruise certainly sounds like something fun to look forward to. And again, that special is going on where you get a $250 credit for booking.
$250 per stateroom onboard credit.
I love that. That sounds so great. Great to see you, Ted. Thank you so much. This show is called The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank, on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.